there's a principle that's at stake here, a principle that supports the whole idea of marriage and all its norms, which, you know, is lost once you give up the idea of conjugality. And you have already seen, as I told you so mood now, you already see that if marriage is lost, if the principle of conjugality in marriage is lost, religious freedom is down the tubes. Because all you will hear when you assert your right not to participate in other people's decisions to enter into same-sex marriage is that all you will hear is that you are claiming a right to discriminate, and there is no such thing as a right to discriminate. I warned people who wanted to make a deal, you know, 5 years ago, look, the idea that one side should accept same-sex marriage and the other side in return accepts religious liberty, no way that would ever hold. The only way to protect religious liberty is to protect marriage. You lose on marriage, very little hope of protecting religious liberty. We have to do the best we can, but very little hope of actually protecting it. And I think I've been vindicated in my prediction this week.